This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9. I've been music director for Joy for 7 years now, and there are some artists that just keep on coming up with the goods. In fact, I don't think Melbourne's most uplifting music mix would have been quite so uplifting if it wasn't for this lady. She's a regular visitor to Australia, a firm favourite of our community, and damn it, this lady can sing. She's on the phone from New York, and it's a huge pleasure to be speaking with her now. It's a big hello to Anaya Day.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really, really well and loving the fact that I've got you on the line. Now, we are marking 20 years for you in dance music, but honestly, I just wanted to get you on the line and have a chat.
I'm glad.
Now, it's you know, we've had you on the radio station a number of times here at Joy. And I know you're good friends with a lot of the Joysters, Ginny and Adam and a number
yeah.
and Dean and Anna from Murphy's Law.
You know
a lot of us. I'm the music director at Joy, and I've been around you, and I've seen you, and I've met you. I've never actually had a chance to chat to you on the radio.
That's very true.
And so I'm loving this opportunity. Now, talking of other Joy presenters, Ginny Saraswati, I am looking at you. How is your taste for Vegemite going?
Oh, dear. I haven't quite developed it.
There is a piece of classic radio that is podcast up on the Joy website, which has you, Anaya Day, trying Vegemite on the radio for the first time. It didn't go well, did it?
No, it didn't. It's not my favorite.
Now, apparently you're in Germany last week. Were you performing over there?
Yes, actually, singing with a live band with my musical director, Adelmo Listorti. And he said, do you want to do a gig with me? And I said, sure. And I flew over and did a gig with him and a couple of other friends of mine. So it was like being at home. I lived in Germany for like 5 years, from 2000 to 2005. No, wait. From 1995 until 2000, I lived in Germany.
What sort of music were you performing then?
We did some house music. We did Horny, of course.
Yeah.
Since that comes out of Germany, you know, Musti is Turkish, living in Germany. So we did our Horny thing and did a bit of Nasty Girl. And then we did some covers. I did some Rihanna stuff. I love her Where Have You Been tune, because it's so foreboding in the beginning. You know what I mean? I love it. So we did that. And some of the other singers did some stuff as well.
You are marking 20 years in dance music. One of the first big songs for you was your work with German producer Moose T on Horny,
yeah.
Which I don't think many people at the time realised was Anaya Day. How did that all come about? How did that happen?
Oh, well, I was in, I was living in Dusseldorf, and I was doing musical theater, and the director of the show told me he had a friend named Boris Lugosch, and told Boris that he had a friend named Anaya, and that we should both get together, and then both of us are saying, like, okay, so to appease Yilmaz, they got a train ticket for me. I rode 4 hours on the train all the way to Hanover from Dusseldorf, and they played like a little skeleton of a track, and it wound up being Keep Pushing, and then that blew up all over the world, and I said, well, I'm in hip-hop and R&B. I don't want to use my name, because at that time you couldn't blur the lines. So I said, you know, let's come up with some kind of project name. Anything you come up with will be fine. And they said, well, this is a banger, so boom, and they named it Boris Lugosch Presents Boom, B-O-O-O-M, three O's. And then they said, well, little girl, you have a big record on your hands. And I said, really? You know, and then we had to do a follow-up, and that was Hold Your Head Up High. And that blew up. And then Musti had a track that he was playing that had no vocals, and he said, you know, I'm playing this track everywhere, and everybody's loving it. I want to put some vocals on it. Since it's a bunch of horns in the song, I want to call it Horny, or the Horny Song. And I said, oh, that's cool, a double entendre. Yeah, bet. So when we finished a session for somebody else. At the end of it, he's like, I'll just go throw some vocals on there. Like, I'm horny, 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 horny tonight. Like, I said, okay, cool. We giggled through the whole thing. I sang, I'm horny, horny, horny. And that blew up. I was like, okay, I guess I can start using my name now. Three hits in a row. Every year was 96, 97, 98. So I got the memo and decided, well, I guess I'm a house artist.
That was such a huge song for us in Australia as well as around the world. It was, I think it was top 20 here in Australia in the singles chart. So that's basically how you got started. But as you mentioned, you were actually doing musical theatre in Germany.
Yeah.
So did you ever did you ever picture yourself where you are now? I guess is the question.
Well, I did after, a friend of mine when I was in junior high school, I was like, I guess I was 12 or 13 or something like that. And I would sing and she would cry and she told on me and she told my music teacher that I could sing. And then my music teacher trapped me in the room after everyone else left and made me sing. And then after that, she put me in all sorts of competitions and everything. And I always hated to compete and I still do. And, but it worked out, and I wound up getting a show. I went right into musical theater, and I never looked back. I mean, once I heard that applause and saw the standing ovation, I was like, oh, yeah, forget about being a veterinarian. I want to be a singer. This is it.
I think you probably made the right decision, although I'm sure you're very good with animals as well.
I am. I love animals. I've had so many types of animals. I've had newts, I've had guinea pigs, gerbils, hamsters, turtle, everything. Birds, fish, cat, dog.
Oh, I hope you've got a big house in New York.
Well, not all at once.
Oh.
I've had them at different times.
Okay. Now, you're on Joy 94.9, and we are speaking with one of the queens of dance music and a huge Joy favourite, Anaya Day. Anaya, you said that, you know, you went into musical theatre and then from there you had some great contacts in Germany with Boris Duglosch and Moose T. We got Horny, and that really kicked you off into the dance music scene. When did you first come to Australia?
Ah, that was Mr. Timothy and I did a collaboration, and it was it is now I Am the One.
Yes,
he contacted me in America and said, "Would you collaborate with me?" Yada yada yada, and I said, "Okay." So I did it, and then I Am the One hit. I was like, wow. So I had to go over and spread the love. So I've been going back and forth to Australia ever since, and that was 2004.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think that was 2003 when that happened, and it got really big in 2004, and that was around the same time as Nasty Girl. So I was really, Australia was kind of loving me then, and I said, oh my God, I want to live here. So every time I go there, it's like I hate going home.
Well, I mean, we love having you here. I have some excellent memories of Anaya Day performances over the years, whether it would be at an old favourite that's no longer with us, at Three Faces or the Market nightclub here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know, you singing up on that elevator stage was always a highlight.
Yes, I loved it.
And then, of course,
always an adventure.
Always, always. And then a few years ago, you did a New Year's Day night party at Track. I think that was a Rock City party. That was massive that night. I remember you blew the room away. It was huge.
So much fun. Yeah. I love performing at Track too. I've been there a few times, quite a few times.
But you also you genuinely travel around Australia. I think you've performed in Darwin and you've done Queensland.
Yes.
You've done quite a lot.
Cairns, everywhere. Like, everywhere. I've been everywhere except Perth.
Okay.
Like, I've been everywhere except Perth.
All right, so we need to put Perth on the plans for the next trip, hey?
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Absolutely. Look, it's a great city. And the weather's always pretty good over there.
So I hear. I'd love to experience it. You hear that, Perth?
Now, I think one of the other things when I was looking at Joy and Anaya Day. Some of the songs that we're still playing on Joy, and it's by no means a comprehensive list of Anaya Day material, but we've got Breakaway, I Am The One, You, Every Breath, Natural High, Nasty Girl, Glamorous Life, Rock This Party. These are just some of the songs that we've loved for you over the years of Joy. Do you feel like Australia...
Wow.
I know. Do you feel like Australia and Joy have a really special relationship with you and your music?
I think so. I love that I can go there and sing whatever I want. Like, I'm not bound to any type of, you know, any... Well, now we have subgenres of house music. I'm not bound to it. Like, I can go there and somebody will hire me and say, well, will you do Moving Up? And I go, wow, you guys know that here? Oh, yeah. And I get to sing so many different types of songs, and I forget how many tunes that I had on the chart there, because sometimes they vary from the ones that I have here in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole other show listing, a whole other set list that I have. So I love getting to go over there and spread my wings and really sing, like, you guys like the songs that I get to sing on.
Yeah.
You know, I love it.
You also have a what seems to be a very, very special relationship with the LGBTI scene. Why do you think we gravitate to you?
I think, you know, I've noticed that the LGBTI community loves a big vocal, what they would call a diva vocal. They love a staunch stand-up singer, like, even without the bells and whistles. If you can stand in front of them and belt out a tune, they'll love you, you know? So I think that's why, because, I mean, look, I mean, Shirley Bassey, my God, she's been around forever, but let her say, oh, I'm going to do a concert, it's going to be packed, because you know you're going to get an authentic vocal. So I think they recognize the truth and art. You know, they're an expressive group of people. So they, you know, like knows like, spirit knows spirit. So I guess they get that I'm being honest with my music, and they dig that and they honor that and stick with me. I'm so grateful, too.
We are celebrating 20 years of your involvement in dance music. And some of the people that you've worked with along the way are also big favorites within the dance scene and with the LGBTI club scene as well. One of the ones I want to ask you about, you've worked a lot with the Bimbo Jones Boys, Lee Dagger and Mark J. Boone.
Yeah. Yes.
You've got quite a number of songs where you've collaborated with either Lee or Mark or both of them.
Right.
One of my personal favorites has to be Every Breath. Such a big song.
Yeah, I love that one too. And Mark was so cool because he said, what are you listening to these days? What songs do you like? So I went to YouTube and snagged a couple of links for him, and he listened to both of the links and somehow combined the flavors of both of those tunes and came up with Every Breath. I was like, you actually listened to me. This is awesome. And I was able to write to it immediately because it was something that I felt. You know, I loved it. I loved working with him.
You've got a more recent song with the Bimbo Jones Boys, Bad Halo. It's only just been out for a little while. That's also done very, very well on the dance charts.
Yes, yes. Bad Halo, actually, we recorded that, I would say, about 3 years ago or so.
Okay.
We recorded that, and it's taken this long to get it out there because the Every Breath with Mark, and then we did Shelter Me with Lee Dagger, and that went to number one in the Billboard chart. So we had to let all this stuff ride out before we could put Bad Halo out. So I was like, yo, when are we going to do it? We have to wait. And then finally, and we got the right deal for it, and we were able to put it out, and we're like stoked.
Yes. Another producer, DJ producer that you've collaborated with over the years, maybe not so big, but quite important to us because he is a Melbourne boy. He's out and proud. Nick J. Had a couple of songs with him. 2010, you
That's
did
my
all
homie.
Yeah. You did All I'm Saying back in 2010. But a big anthem for us, of course, is that you did our Midsummer Party theme song a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he spoke to the chairperson of the Midsummer event and said, yeah, you know, we'd love to have the song, you know, be the theme song. I was like, what? Okay, dope. So we wrote it and they loved it. and it seems to resonate every year. So that's a good thing. It's like Christmas. If you make a Christmas album or a Christmas project, you know it'll be played every year. So, you know, the song we did will play every year. Rock this party like it's midsummer.
Absolutely. It's never going to go away. You realize that.
Yeah, that was the aim.
You've created the ultimate gay Christmas song.
Yes. Yes, just call me Mrs. Claus.
Absolutely. Now, as long as you don't go with the white beard, it's okay.
Oh, dear God. That'll be the next thing you guys do to me when I'm in the studio, put a white beard.
We'll put you in a red suit and a white beard. Yeah, that's
yes.
Right.
And make me sing it.
All right. Now, let's talk about you have actually released a song that is specifically around your 20 years celebration. It's a big one. It's with Toy Omada and DJ Grind. It's an old classic from M People, One Night in Heaven. What was the reasoning? What was the thought process? Or was it just, oh my God, we love this song so much? What made you choose that song?
Actually, DJ Grind chose that song, and when he presented it to me, I was very excited to do it because I didn't even live there yet. I was touring Germany, actually, with a gospel group. I was touring with the Harlem Gospel Singers, and like every 20 minutes, that video came on. I would see her with her big pom-pom, and she goes, sometimes I get to think it. I said, oh, my God, I love this song, and I would turn it up all the time. So when he asked me to do it, I was like, heck, yeah, I love that song. So I did the song, and, you know, I had just recorded it, and his grandmother was ill, and he told me that that is the last song of his that he played for his grandmother when she was in the hospital passing away, and she loved the song, and he said, and that's the last song that I played for her. So it's really it means a lot to him and me, because that's a heavy thing right there, that
yeah.
my voice was the last thing in her ear, and it made her happy. Was a blessing.
What an amazing sentiment, though, as well.
So, yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. Now, I like the fact that you've pretty much roped in almost every producer you've ever worked with to do remixes on the EP. there's a flavor for every occasion, whether it be Stephen Redant, Joe Guthro, Dirty Pop, Rich B, Matt Consola. All of these people you've worked with on previous songs, and they've all got a hand in remixing it as well. So and I like the fact that it's remix EP number one, which hints at the fact that there'll be a remix EP number two.
Oh yes. It's coming soon, and we have Lucius Lowe on there. It's like, oh my God. And they're about to service them in the UK, I think, next week through Power Promotions. They're already going to kick out the second package, so it's going to kick it up to another gear. When I saw how many remixes there were, I was like, oh my God, I'll never keep up with this. I'll never recognize every song. It's like impossible. Like 1,001 of them.
Yeah, but like I said, it gives a version for every occasion, every style of DJ, which is fantastic.
Definitely.
It is a music director's nightmare because we have to try and pick one for radio play. But that's okay. This is a good problem to have.
Yes, it is.
You are celebrating 20 years. Did you really think that this was where you were going to be 20 years ago?
No, I didn't. I didn't think that I would be still thriving in the house music genre for 20 years. Never crossed my mind. Really, especially when I started. I was like, this is just a fluke. Then when it happened again, it's a second fluke. Then when, you know, Horny happened, I was like, okay, maybe it's not a fluke. But I never thought that it would go 20 years. Never in my wildest dreams.
Look, and you've grabbed hold of it and you've run with it, and we love you for it. We love the fact that you are putting out new music month after month, year after year, and we always get to hear it here at Joy. Now, the other thing that you are doing, of course, is you run your own record company as well, and you have artists that you manage and you produce and you get out there as well. That must be an amazing feeling.
It is. And, you know, it's a great thing that I get to. I have so many talented friends and family members, and I have a platform for them now, whereas they may not have otherwise been able to, you know, share their artistry. I can now provide that platform where they can be heard and DJs will play them. And it's funny that you said that, because right in front of me right now, I'm uploading tracks to SoundCloud to promote the next single from my label. It's called Thank You.
Excellent.
I'm doing that as we speak.
Who's the artist this time?
Devon. Devon is actually my cousin.
Oh, really? Oh, so it's running in the family. Well, talent would run in the family, hey?
Yeah, and it's like her fifth single now.
And I think we have actually played a couple of the singles from Devon on Joy, so you're definitely right that good music coming out of your label as well, which is, if I remember, Nio Day Music?
Yes, it is.
I love that name. Uh-huh.
So it almost sounds like my name.
It does.
But then it sounds like night or day.
Got it.
I just thought that was cute.
It is very good. It is very good. Now, the other critical question, of course, as you celebrate 20 years in dance music, is when are we going to get to hear or see you live in Australia again?
Well, I am crossing fingers that my wonderful, wonderful agent over there, Gabby Columbi.
I know Gabby, yes.
Be able to rally some gigs for me, hopefully during the holidays, like around December and January, because, you know, I got to do the midsummer thing. I can't skip midsummer because that's around my birthday.
Ah.
My birthday is January 17th, so I love being there around that time.
Excellent.
So that's what I'm aiming for.
I will make sure that everyone I know puts the hard word on Gabby.
Awesome.
She'll be so pleased.
Yeah, she's probably going to curse me out in email after this.
Absolutely. All right. Once again, have to say, your version, One Night in Heaven, M People's version is a classic of its time, but you and DJ Grind, you've added a little bit of a sparkle, a little bit of magic, brought it up into the 21st century. It is an amazing way to celebrate 20 years in dance music. And it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you for joining us here on Joy 94.9, Anaya Day.
Yes, and thank you for having me. I adore Joy. I pump you up wherever I am online.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you, Anaya.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.